Dr. Sharon Ford joins us from Focus on the Family again. She's the director of foster care and adoption there. Dr. Ford, thank you so much for taking the time to visit with us on another very important topic.
Steve, thanks for having me today.
We've talked before about, actually, maybe even touched on this program somewhat, the suitcase bundle program that's available through Focus on the Family. But just trying to help the listener understand that children in the foster care system, they may be in a home for quite some time, but there's oftentimes, Dr. Ford, you can correct me if I'm wrong, where these kids are, they're in places for a very short time. And in a very short time, they're in just several different homes. And to try to put yourself in that place where you're moving from place to place, it's like, oh, it's time to go again and gather your things. And, the lack of dignity that comes with loading all your stuff into a big lawn or garbage bag, where this program is really going to have an impact.
You know, Steve, unfortunately, that's the truth for many of our kids who are in the foster care system. When they transition from one foster home to another, their things are not placed in a suitcase. They're unfortunately placed in a plastic bag, sometimes a trash bag, sometimes a grocery bag. But that's not where their belongings belong. These are their things, however big or however small.
And as I mentioned, I mean, dignity, it's a real issue that needs to be recognized. We need to bring dignity to this part of the process. Now, above all of this, we hope that Christian couples that are listening will prayerfully consider their part in the foster care and adoption process. And obviously there's resources at focusonthefamily.com to find out more about how you can walk that journey. This is a way for those who aren't called, or maybe are both, who are and are not called to foster or for adoption to support these children, which the Bible clearly tells us we are to minister to. Would you agree, Dr. Ford?
That's correct. James 1:27 says to take care of the widow and the orphan. And these children are temporarily orphans as they're in the foster care system. And to give them dignity, everybody can do something. What is the something that God is calling you to do? And maybe that's to make a gift of a suitcase bundle to a child who's in the foster care system, so that they can have their things in a rolling duffel bag about 30 inches long with a teddy bear and an age-appropriate Bible that's just their own, brand spanking new, never been used before. It will belong to that child when we give the gift of dignity to a child in foster care.
Well, and I love that you went into the contents of the suitcase bundle program, rolling duffel, because, much of what we have to share, it's not happy time. These are kids that are leading a difficult life. We can bring a little bit of sunshine into the love of Christ, more importantly. Also, Dr. Ford, the program's reaching really some exciting milestones, that are about to be hit. Can you speak to that?
Steve, we are so excited. This month, July 2025, we will have given suitcase bundles to children in all 50 states. That's right, all 50 states. In fiscal year 25, we will have given out 11,535 bundles to children who are in the foster care system. We are so happy about that. It's only by the grace of God and the generosity of our donors that give to our suitcase bundle program. And so far, Steve, we've given out since 2019, 51,464 bundles. What a wonderful opportunity to minister to the life of a child.
That is a stadium full of children. I mean, just to paint a picture, a stadium full of children that have received gifts that are sharing the love of Christ. And when I think of 50 states, Dr. Ford, I mean, it's a big country. And Focus on the Family is a big part of this, but there's other organizations that you work with. Is that right? To get these bundles distributed?
Yes, you know, Focus on the Family's headquarters is in Colorado Springs, but we are able to reach out and work with churches, bridge organizations, licensed child placement agencies, for them to be the hands and feet of God right there in their local community and distribute these suitcase bundles. We gladly connect with them and provide them at no cost. We ship to them the 30-inch duffel bag, the Bible, the bear. We ship that all to them, including a label that they can write, have volunteers write a sweet note to every child and affix that inside of the Bible, so that when that child gets it, their name is written on that lip of that Bible. Also, that child can write their name on their suitcase. It is there. We want to give love, the word, and dignity to kids in foster care.
Well, and you know, often a politician will stand in front of people and say, if I'm elected, you'll receive free. Well, we all know that those things are paid for. And we know that these bundles, you know, they're free to the kids, but there's a cost involved. And how are they being paid for?
Steve, you're right. Nothing in life is free. But with the generosity of our donors, when they give $100 to the ministry for our suitcase bundle program, we're able to purchase those items in bulk and ship them to trusted, vetted organizations at no cost, so that that child receives that free. That agency doesn't have to pay. We are our wonderful donors provide those donations, and we do the purchases, and we send that to those organizations, to those churches, so that they can gift that to the children in foster care.
Okay, and for those that are listening and hearing about involvement by other organizations and opportunity for their church or organization to get involved, how would the KLYT listener connect with the Suitcase Bundle Program to find out how they can financially be supportive and or plan an event or a collection through their church or organization?
We invite all of your constituents to listen, who are listening, to go to our website, waitnomore.org/suitcase-bundle-program. waitnomore.org/suitcase-bundle-program. There's a donate button on there. There's also an opportunity for them to sign up for interest in distributing suitcases in their local jurisdiction.
Okay, I'm going to give that again because you may be driving, but we want to make sure we get you. Yeah, at very least, take from this waitnomore.org and through the website, you'll be able to navigate your way to find out more about the Suitcase Bundle Program and what it's doing to reach foster children that are making these pretty regular moves from home to home. But with this bundle, they'll know that hopefully dignity is restored. They find that there is someone who cares, and through the program, they'll know that not only do you care, but Jesus cares and loves them greatly. Anything more to add, Dr. Ford?
We just appreciate your listeners caring for the children. Every child matters. We thank you for praying and stepping up to make a difference in a child's life.
Thank you, Dr. Sharon Ford with Focus on the Family, Director of Foster Care and Adoption. Always appreciate you having on. Don't be a stranger. Come back again, will you?
Sure thing, Steve. You take care and have a great day.
Okay, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.